This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Craig Roberts. He's the spokesman for the American Legion. The Legion has reacted very strongly to an assessment issued by the Department of Homeland Security that local, state, and national law enforcement officials need to be on the lookout for extremist groups and that these groups may try to recruit returning veterans to lash out in violent ways. And Craig, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
What was the initial reaction of your commander and your organization at large?
Something along the lines of, I'm going to paraphrase here, what? You must be kidding. Yeah, it was sort of an innocent reaction of a mixture of disbelief and outrage. This was a document that sort of came to our attention. It was not supposed to be released to the media, according to a footnote on it, on the document itself. It's actually a summary of a somewhat lengthier report, we presume, which we have not seen. And this was a sort of a nine-page version of a memo that was to go out to law enforcement officials across the nation to warn them of the impending dangers from within.
Craig, what does it say to you that this sort of rationale would go into this report?
Oh, it's very badly written, quite frankly. It's I sort of likened it to a high school theme that was written the night before the paper was due, you know. I don't know if you did that when you were in school, but I did. And it was never quite as good as one that you had spent the entire 6 weeks researching and so forth. It was just full of generalizations. There was no specific imperial empirical evidence cited in it. No statistics, no sources were named. It was just sort of the general statements about a vague number of people from various organizations might be joining up together to do harm to our country. And among them was a returning war veterans. And that's what really spoke to us, because it's a stereotype that really goes back to the days of the Vietnam War, which is totally unfair. It was then, and it certainly is now.
What have you heard from veteran families?
Veteran families, of course, are outraged. They've been getting calls beginning yesterday evening and on through the night and into the morning and through this afternoon as well from veterans and families of veterans who are just outraged by the implications of this report. And I think it should be noted, I contacted the Pentagon earlier today to find out what specifically was being done as far as counseling goes and to returning veterans as far as reentry sort of programs and things of that nature, reintegration programs and so forth. And all the services have very in-depth programs to counsel soldiers and sailors and Marines returning from theaters of war. So despite that, I mean, we've had in the history of our country, I think, 42 million returning war veterans. And that sounds like a ridiculously high number, but it's true. 42 million returning war veterans during the history of this country. The only example of some deranged character they could find from this community to be cited in this this assessment was Timothy McVeigh. So I kind of liken it to, I think, John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer in Chicago some years ago, under whose porch 33 bodies of little boys were found, was a clown, a children's clown. So I think statistically, at least, clowns are more dangerous than returning war veterans.
We're talking with Craig Roberts of the American Legion, and Craig, Janet Napolitano, the Secretary of Homeland Security, issued somewhat of a clarifying statement today, basically saying that we're looking out for people who are, you know, ready to lash out in violent ways. We're not going to be monitoring people based on their ideology or beliefs. Some people believe or some people don't. What do you make of her clarification?
Well, I think we'll clarify the clarification in a few days' time. Our national commander, David Rabine, who wrote the letter that prompted this this reaction from the Department of Homeland Security to begin with, we'll be meeting with her probably next week. Well, we'll be definitely next week. We're not sure of the exact time and date yet, but we're trying to arrange it for midweek next week, and they'll have a conversation about this, and we'll be staging a press conference immediately thereafter with our commander, and he'll be able to tell us exactly what she's what she said in their meeting.
And before we let you go, Craig, what else is the Legion focused on right now, whether it's returning vets, helping vets who have been injured? What, in addition to this story that's obviously come up this week, is in your crosshairs right now?
I'll tell you what, we've got something really, really nice going on. It's been going on since December, this past December, called Operation Comfort Warriors. And just very briefly, it started out with a plea from a Red Cross compatriot who had noted that there was a shortage at one of our hospitals at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, as a matter of fact, of comfort items like sweatsuits and things of that nature for wounded warriors who were staying there. And these are items, comfort items, that are not normally provided by the military. And they take care of the health care, obviously. But things like sweatsuits and iPods and video games and things of that nature are just not government issue. So the Red Cross had been supplying these, and they ran short and asked for our help, and this became a campaign with in the American Legion. And as of, I guess, yesterday or so, we've raised $150,000, every penny of which goes to buy comfort items for our returning wounded warriors. And we've distributed quite about $100,000 worth of goods to our warriors in various medical facilities around the country. And soon we'll be doing that overseas as well. So it's a tremendous little internal effort here that we're very, very proud of. And anyone who's interested in either contributing or learning more about it can go to our website at legion.org/OCW, I think. Or there's a link on the homepage there as well.
Absolutely. Head to the website at legion.org. Craig, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Craig Roberts, spokesman for the American Legion. This is Dateline Washington.